The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I am Count Brent.
I am Matt, his assistant.
Okay, I'm done with this bit. Welcome to ReviewParty.com, the spooky Halloween spectacular. I hope everyone's excited. I'm really excited. This is episode 20 as well.
It's like Halloween 20.
Halloween 20. That sounds like after they've rebooted the Halloween franchise with Mike Myers 1,000 times, then like the 20th one will just be Halloween 20.
I thought there was a Halloween 20. Was I making that up? Like it's not 20, the number 20, but they just called it that?
Halloween, did it come out in 2020?
No.
Yes. Wait. Oh, Halloween 2020 is Saturday, October 1st. Halloween 2020 movie.
Just Halloween 20.
So this dumb bit that I made
Halloween
up.
Halloween 20, 20 years later. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. The next one's called Halloween Kills.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
It's written, Danny McBride wrote it, though.
Danny DeVito? Okay.
Danny McBride, who's another great Danny.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down is like a masterpiece. Apparently Righteous Gemstones is really good, too.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, some nice little recommendations for you this Halloween. Hope to get some good use out of your streaming services, folks. That's the message from us. But, Matt, I had a question for you. Yeah. I know you're... I would call you somewhat of a normie cosplayer.
Okay,
you never,
yes.
You don't really go to cons and as anime and kitty cats. But any chance you get to whip out the Halloween costume, I've seen you do... You know, you do stupendous work.
Thank you. Yeah, I love dressing up.
So, yeah, I was curious. What do you think your best Halloween costume ever has been?
The Predator monster.
Oh, I've never seen you as the Predator.
Yeah, I still have the helmet in my basement back home. In my home basement. Covered in dust and cobwebs. I'll see if I can... It was in high school. I took a milk... jug and sort of with lots of hot glue and those popcorn tins, the big metal popcorn tins,
yeah,
as well as some foam, what's called backer rod, which is just kind of like the foam that they use for Nerf darts, but it's just long ropes of it, and I made a helmet out of that and spray paint and stuff.
So you were the Predator with his mask on? You weren't scary face?
No, I had no scary face.
Yeah, that would require some serious prosthetic work.
Absolutely.
Budgeting you are doing. But yeah, I'm excited to see it. That sounds sweet. Nice. My best one ever. Definitely, I want to say third grade, second grade.
Ooh.
My mom got an idea, I want to say from the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Okay.
Whatever daytime talk show was big in when we were
she
in third
was big.
Grade.
Yeah.
I want to say like Rosie O'Donnell show. And it was basically, I was a bag of popcorn. And she got a thin cardboard box, like, you know, that clothes might come in.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when you get presents, that thin cardboard. And she duct taped stripes into it and spray painted it red to make it look like a popcorn, cut little, you know, edges to make it look like a popcorn box. And then I had a little baseball cap covered in tin foil, which she glued a bunch of popcorn to.
Okay.
So this, as the legend goes, this is my first taste of fame. You know, I couldn't go back.
Uh-huh.
We were doing the Halloween parade at school.
Yes.
You know, yeah, where little kids parade around and parents take pictures. Which I always thought that shit was awesome just because, like, oh man, we don't have to go to school for a half hour.
Yep.
Like, we can just do this stupid shit. I'm in. We're supposed to do a lap around the gym. And I don't know. I like accidentally or stuck out in my head. We were doing two laps. So I like took a victory lap through the gym and like everyone followed me. So I became the new leader of the line.
Oh,
and I got
man.
I got a standing ovation.
Isn't wow. that wild? That kids, man. They know what's
yeah,
up.
The parents love me.
They went the crazy. Parents class?
Yeah, the parents were in the gym to like see the Halloween thing. They were like sitting in the bleachers.
We want more, yeah.
I guess I was Encore. Really struck my stuff. Then I really like hammed it up, and I think I did a little skip, you know, a little mess around. But then I remember being like all the embarrassment. Like once I got back in line and we started going again, and it hit me in my head like, oh, I just totally didn't do the right thing. I remember the embarrassment like hitting me so hard and like hating it. Just like a little kid not understanding the situation, like, oh no, that was all everyone looked at me.
I'm picturing my elementary school gym and being on those little scooters, and like the one day I decided to wear sweatpants to school and a big like a sleep t-shirt. Black sweatpants, black sleep t-shirt. I don't know why I was bumming it like that.
Yeah, you're really bumming it.
But of course the shirt like drifts off me and my Casper the Friendly Ghost boxers are showing. I'm like, gosh darn it.
Did people see that?
Yeah. It's okay. I'm over
sorry,
it.
Dude.
I'm over
I'm
it.
Sorry. That sounds horrible. That sounds worse than a fart in the middle of a dinosaur test.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get freaking spooky. Do you have a spooky review to start us out?
I have a very spooky review. I have an Amazon review for Hocus Pocus DVD. User Quinn titles their review, this first word is all in caps, virgin. Be prepared to explain that word to your kids. I couldn't really remember this movie that well. My little sister loved it when she was little. I thought my kids were ready for it. I was really surprised that they talk about the virgin lighting the Black Flames candle about 20 times. Seriously, this is Disney? My 5-year-old prob wouldn't bother asking because she's young enough she doesn't get a lot of stuff. But after it was said maybe like the 6th time, my 8-year-old finally asked, what's a virgin? Just have an answer you feel comfortable prepared before you watch it. It's like hammered into your psyche. I'm not kidding. It's probably said 12 times. Then, just to really seal the deal, one last time in the final line of the movie. Thanks a lot, Disney. 3 stars. However, right. somebody comes up to bat and leaves a comment on this review. Ashley writes, seriously, dude, you gave this movie 3 stars because they used the word virgin in your kids' heard? Oh, the horror. Most kids hear the story of Virgin Mary, in church for that matter, long before they are 8 years old, and no one complains about that. Most children should have a basic understanding about reproduction and sex by the time they are 8 years old. I saw Hocus Pocus for the first time when I was that age, and I knew what a virgin was by then. You may want to consider having an age-appropriate conversation about sex with your kids so more movies don't introduce them to terms they should have already Preach. Learned from you.
Preach. Preach, m'lady.
Right? Ashley's got it.
Ashley's got it. Yeah, I got a lot to say about that review, and Ashley took care of a lot of it.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
We can pat her on the back.
Yeah, Pat, good job, Ashley. But the funniest part is probably, man, this guy doesn't have a lot of faith in his 5-year-old child. He really thinks his 5-year-old child is a dumb idiot.
She doesn't get anything.
This stupid kid, he doesn't get so much, he's not even curious about what he's not getting. He's just letting it fly over his dumb, empty head.
You should hear the words he doesn't ask about.
You know, I've heard a lot of people not get the phrase, they like openly not get the phrase, like, kids are so smart. When people say, oh, kids are so smart, they're so much smarter than us. I've heard people be like, no, kids are dumb. I think it, you know, that phrase sort of refers to like how much better at learning kids are than us. Like old people, boomers don't be learning. And I include myself in that. But yeah, this guy just thinks his kid's an empty-headed little beanbag chair.
Children are perceptive, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I agree with Ashley. She can, you know, you can't shelter your kids from reality their whole lives. You just treat them like people, dude. Have those conversations. They're smart. They can do it.
Even if you have some vapid, vacant, staring, mouth agape 5-year-old kid.
drooling down onto his little not apron. What's the little bib he's got to wear all the time?
Even if you have that while you're watching Hocus Pocus on DVD, if you go, "I'll come out," they said it again. While every time the word virgin is said, your kid's going to pick up on something.
Your kid's
they're gonna know that virgin, like, is a trigger word for you.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 8, I didn't know about the logistics of the whole thing, but I knew, oh, that's a person that didn't have that sex thing yet. You know, that so they're pure. Because you know about Virgin Mary, that's such a good
exactly.
point.
Exactly, yeah.
How many times in church do they say Virgin Mary? I'm going to go in with a ticker. Then I'm going to have a conversation with the priest to say, I brought my young nephew here, and you were talking about this virgin stuff.
He's 8 years old. He doesn't know about this.
He doesn't. He asked me what a virgin was. What am I supposed to say to him?
You're worse than Disney.
Am I supposed to have a conversation with my child? Preposterous. Yeah, I think of all the spooky things out there, we're most afraid of stupid parents. That's really what's scarier than that.
Yeah, they show up a lot on Amazon.
They love even Amazon reviews. Dumb parents. You know, not that every parent on Amazon leaving reviews is dumb, but percentage wise, it's pretty immaculate. I mean, dumb parents. Okay, are there. Man, you got anything else to say about that review? Anything that's leaping out at you?
Nah. I guess I always like, yeah, that's kind of funny when Disney like does dabble and or even Nickelodeon. I remember Nickelodeon shows. What was that show with Julia Roberts' niece, Emma Roberts, on it?
Dude, I don't know.
She talked about boobs and tatas in one of the episodes, and I was like, whoa.
Hell yeah.
Or there was the ass told by, no, not, it was Pepper Ann. There was a Pepper Ann cartoon episode, and she's jumping up and down on a trampoline. And they're like, you need support when you're on the trampoline, Pepper Ann. And she's like,
I've
got it. And she shows her bra.
What? It was all,
and they're just like, no, Pepper Ann, we just mean you need somebody spotting you in case you fall off the trampoline.
I'm calling the cops on that.
I was like, whoa, pushing the bounds. But it's good. That helps you learn. Become comfortable with that stuff.
That's true. We, as a society, and myself included, we are a little bit too uncomfortable with that stuff. And I remember there's a Rocko's Modern Life episode where they're looking for berries and to see if they're ripe. Rocko squishes some berries in his fingers, and then a man runs out from behind the bushes grabbing his crotch because Rocko had just pinched his berries, so to speak. And that shit was so funny. When I figured out that was balls... What's funnier in fifth grade than, like, someone's balls being in pain? Than a good nut shot, than a good nut crunch.
Nards is that's funny. Yeah, you call them nards.
A good nard situation.
Anyway, do you have a spooktastic review for me?
Absolutely, I do. This review was submitted by good friend of the show, Elijah Majnik. Thank you, my man. This review he gave me is from Amazon. It is for the Click and Play Magician Pretend Play Dress Up Set with Accessories, Hat, and Rabbit Magic Tricks. So basically a magician's outfit with a couple of tricks you can do.
Cool.
A little Halloween costume. This is written by P. Bonner of Amazon, and they write, "The gloves were a little small, but my grandson is an Amazon." Only 8, but he wears adult sizes. Hard to find something age appropriate for him. He loves this. He doesn't catch on quickly, but he could figure out these tricks. 5 stars.
Oh, now we've got the grandparents being horrible people.
And boy, is it spooky.
Teddy. Little Teddy is a Cro-Magnon man.
Well, boy, after he got this, this magician said he was drawing his cave paintings all about bunnies coming out of hats. 3 people found this helpful, by the way.
That's good. You need to know if you're oversized children.
Well, you're quote unquote Amazon.
Amazon children.
You're not Wink. Catching on Amazon child. Okay. I didn't want to bring attention to this because I didn't want to laugh at, you know, I didn't want to make it about laughing at this kid. But right. This there's a picture.
Okay.
And I'll send it to you. Don't laugh. If I send this to you, you can't.
Okay. I accept the challenge.
You'll be cast down to heck forever. If you laugh at this poor boy.
It looks like that glove fits fine on his hand.
So. I'm just laughing. Not because. So he's got the magician's cape and the magician's hat and the magician's wands. And to spruce him up for the picture for old Halloween trick or treat. He's just wearing, like, a plain blue V-neck and some jeans.
They couldn't get him a white shirt, some black pants.
He's just going out, turning tricks in his jeans.
Oh, that's a little puppet. That's a rabbit puppet. That's not even a glove he's got on.
Oh, it's a rabbit
puppet. It's adorable. I thought it was, like, a ghost marshmallow thing.
Yeah, his Amazon hand can barely fit.
Inside the rabbit.
The rabbit's bursting at the seams.
This little magician is like Lenny. Every time he tries to pull the rabbit out of the hat, he just crushes them. Ta-da! Put it back in the hat.
He gets all pissed.
Put it back George's in the hat.
His stage manager is like, damn it, Lenny, again!
Put it back in the hat. Nobody needs to see that. I'll try reaching it again.
Then Lenny's just got a cup of gore. That's what his top hat becomes. Oh, God. And he puts it back on his head and just grab it.
You know, a glove full of Vaseline would make it easier to get those tight gloves on.
You don't say.
I'm just saying, you know, referencing that old Steinbeck.
If only they had Vaseline, that whole tragedy could have been avoided. That's, you know, that's the classic take on Steinbeck. You know, say what you will about the dry writing and the dark subject matter. If they just had Vaseline, most of those stories could have been taken care of. The Old Man in the Sea, if he had some Vaseline to put on his dry, old, pained hands, he could have catched that thing in a jiffy.
Yeah. Yeah, where else does Vaseline fit in literary lore?
Grapes of Wrath, you know, if they had Vaseline.
That'd keep the dust down.
The dust wouldn't have been such a bother. They could have had a happy time. No union uprising. No, you know, no dying man. No family tragedy.
Fahrenheit 451, 451, I don't know who calls it what. But you put Vaseline on all your books. You'll be fine.
Harry Potter, you put Vaseline on the floor, Voldemort's not going to be able to get anywhere. He'll just be slipping around.
This is Home Alone now?
Yeah. The thing about Vaseline is, you know, it just makes most stories into Home Alone. So that sounds really good.
It does.
I'm down for that. Do you have another review?
Yeah, I've got a great story here. I have a Rotten Tomatoes review for the movie The Haunted Mansion. Disney's The Haunted Mansion.
Is this the Eddie Murphy one?
This is the Eddie Murphy one. There is rumor that Guillermo del Toro is going to remake The Haunted Mansion. And
oh, maybe. That would be cool. Probably.
Potentially.
Probably yeah, totally is. Retcon. Get rid of the Eddie Murphy one. We got Guillermo. He's going to do a little something.
I wanted to say that who had been attached to that to possibly be in that. No, that's an old article. It says Ryan Gosling, but that's an article from 2005, so.
Yeah, that just sounds like the 2005 pick for anything.
Or any 2015, right. Excuse me. Anyway, back to the review. Super reviewer Christian C. writes, "The Haunted Mansion is the Olive Garden of Disney films. Bland and seemingly pointless. You may not die from the experience, but is that really a blessing? 2 stars.
I don't know. That just review just kind of makes me sad.
Because you like Olive Garden?
No. Olive Garden, you know, the shit Olive Garden gets is justified. I enjoy it. Enjoy splurging at Olive Garden from time to time, but the criticisms are fair. That guy just wants to die instead of watching this Eddie Murphy movie. I guess that's spooky, but sort of in a sad way. Maybe more of a boo-hoo than a boo.
Ooh, very clever.
Yeah, that might be the episode title. Probably not. I haven't seen the Eddie Murphy. Even as a child, I was like, that's probably going to suck.
Yeah, it's not the best. It kind of tried to do, obviously, the same thing that Pirates of the Caribbean did.
Right, take a classic Disney World ride and apply it to a movie. Like, what if this ride was a movie, what would it be like? Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously, nails it for mm-hmm. all intents and purposes.
And the first one, at least, for sure.
First one, for sure. I haven't even seen the third one. That, again, I was like, they're ruining it, aren't they?
So many.
Be a privy. Yeah, the ones without Johnny Depp, what are you doing? Ugh. But I love, let the record show, I do love the Halloween ride.
I love the Haunted Mansion ride. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I like Eddie Murphy as an actor and comedian as well.
A hero of mine. Him in his little red leather outfit shaking his tushy on stage. one of the best stand-up situations ever.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's not just him. It's the script. It's
the plot. I've said how much I love Eddie Murphy, so now I can say this. That was definitely right in the heart of Eddie Murphy's worst years, that movie coming out. That probably is the very epicenter of
the fall took of Murph. A break for a reason.
do you know why he like had a feud with SNL?
Wasn't somebody made a joke about him?
Yeah, David Spade made a joke. Yeah, it was David Spade. David Spade's probably the bit he is most like his most popular bit on SNL was during the Weekend Update. He'd do like a. Basically, just like a Hollywood drag minute where he just made fun of celebrities. I don't remember the joke, but it was about Eddie Murphy, and the punchline was, "Oh, look, mommy, a falling star." So he didn't like SNL after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's not very much spooky about dunking on Eddie Murphy.
Well, comparing a movie to a restaurant is an interesting sort of...
Shall I compare thee to a summer's restaurant? Spaghetti for the eyes.
A McDonald's by any other name smells just as fried.
Smells just as much like little kid pee. You go on a McDonald's place, I know there's only one thing it's going to smell like. The urine of a first grader.
Okay.
Go in there. Tell me it ain't like that.
I can't go right now.
It's like, you know, the YMCA, it has all the chlorine to cover it up. That peanut oil ain't going to cover it up, McDonald's. You can't hide your secrets from me. We'll be back on the other side of this spooky word from our sponsors.
Whoa, sponsors.
Yeah, it's just us talking about t-shirts. That's pretty spooky.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Darkness falls within our mind, blind and lost until we find facts too few we never knew. On this, upon further review.
Oh, he did it, folks.
Yeah, the laugh was kind of not. That was my Donald Trump impression. I didn't nail it last week, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Spooky,
I'm kidding.
Spooky Donald Trump. That's what it sounds like when I hear him.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously, my thriller-esque, Vincent Price-esque upon further review open. And this week's upon further review comes to us courtesy of a friend of mine, fellow, I mean, much more, he's a talent, a star, an award winner, a storyteller, Mr. Mike Speller. Look him up. You'll be fascinated at what this man's done. Anyway, Brent, when you think of Halloween, what's, like, the first thing you picture?
Candy.
What's the second thing you picture?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Okay, jack-o'-lantern is what I want to talk about, because what do you picture when you picture a jack-o'-lantern?
A pumpkin. It's got a face in it. It's smiling. Got a little triangle eyes. Got a little candle inside.
Great, excellent. That's where the story is gonna jump off. This is our jumping off point.
I hope we landed some candy.
We're gonna land somewhere spooky. So, as you know, Halloween isn't a holiday that is native to North America, right? Right, we know this. It came over from Europe. They brought the tradition here. We changed it, made it a bit our own.
Yep, definitely. We took it from those European heathens.
We took it. It changed a bit as it came over. But we know that some of the traditions, like leaving candy out, leaving goodies out to try and keep demons and devils and things away, that sort of evolved into trick-or-treating. Putting on masks and things like that to hide from or pose as the demons kind of became dressing up in costumes.
Right. I always took it as, like, the demons are out, you put on the mask, and you just blend in. They think you're one of them, and they just chill with you.
Yeah, it's a great party for everyone. However, as Halloween isn't native to North America, pumpkins aren't native to Europe. Yet, jack-o'-lanterns made the trip across the Atlantic. And you know what they carved? Something that they...
Was it potatoes?
It wasn't
turnips?
Potatoes. It was
turnips?
Yeah, it was turnips. Their jack-o'-lanterns were exclusively turnips, and I'm going to send you a picture right now.
Yeah, I want to say I've seen them, and I want to say they're freaky looking. Yep. Oh. Yep, that is like some like weird YouTube nightmare.
They are horrifying, ladies and gentlemen. I assume you're all familiar with pumpkins out there. It's a big semi-hollow plant. You can carve into it. You can scoop it out. It's got nice flat-ish spaces for you to work on. It's a canvas. A turnip is a lot closer to a carrot than a pumpkin.
That's why they call it a turnip.
Exactly. So, if you can imagine how difficult it might be to carve one, the level of detail you can get is nothing like what you can get on a pumpkin. It's a lot more crude looking, which in turn means it's a lot more horrifying.
Yeah, it looks kind of like, you know, that YouTube show that became a crappy YouTube show that became a crappy Nickelodeon show, Annoying Orange, where they, like, superimpose regular human eyes and mouth onto it. Like, they used to do that shit with, like, thumbs on, like, old Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, yeah. You know, a cut and pasted eyes and mouth onto a root vegetable. But instead of a human's eyes and mouth, it's a demon's. That's what these turnips look like.
They're almost sort of mummified-looking things.
Yeah.
Just really, really creepy. Here's another one, just
ah! That one's scary.
And as you see, it looks like this one is on display. It hasn't rotted and deteriorated like a pumpkin might. It stays around and haunts you forever.
Yeah, this is... Oh, my God.
So if you want to get back to the roots of Halloween, try carving a turnip this year.
I'm mad at you for suggesting our listeners do such a heinous act. I'm mad at you for that pun. I'm so pissed. I'm going to move on with the review.
Hit me with it.
This is a review for The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
It's a review from Amazon written by Floyd Pat. They titled the review, not to sell the farm here, not to sell the old pumpkin patch, but it is titled Overrated to Death.
Okay.
What is the deal? Back when this movie came out, it was a failure. And then years later, so many people love it, and it gets all this recognition. It's like Weezer's album Pinkerton. When it came out, people were tearing it a new a-hole. And now so many are praising it and saying it's one of the best albums of all time. The characters do not even remotely interest me. I hate the way they're designed. The songs get on my nerves. And what can I say that hasn't been already said? And the review's not even half over. And it overshadowed all the crap Tim Burton would put out in the later years, like Planet of the Apes, and that atrocious version of Alice in Wonderland he made.
What?
I cannot believe this is from the same guy who brought us Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, and Batman. Unlike this movie, those movies were good and are still good to this day. I really don't know why this film is so loved. It's about as overrated as Frozen and The Lion King. And on a side note, Tim Burton should stop relying on Johnny Depp so much and maybe make a new film with Michael Keaton or Jack Nicholson. Hell, even Paul Rubens or Danny DeVito or someone from his older Johnny Deppless films. Then maybe he might be somewhat decent again. I can name at least 5 Christmas movies better than this slop. 1 star.
Oh my God. Somebody peaked in high school. Ain't you ever heard of a glow up, bro?
Yeah.
Sometimes something's ugly at first, but then you give it some time and you're like, dang, it's looking pretty good. I should have paid more attention to you, Mr. Skellington.
Oh, I've always loved this movie.
I have too.
Yeah. What really, I have to say this before I say anything else.
I need my medicine.
Oh, yeah. The Brain Man. As soon as I saw that Brain Man, I was hooked. I was like, this movie's crazy. Watch it over and over again. But what really I can't get past is he said that The Lion King is overrated.
He is an unreliable reviewer.
Lion King, the best movie all time, okay? Lion King, best Disney movie all time.
Remember...
Masterpiece. Okay, now that I got that out of my system.
So good.
What the hell is this guy on about, dude? The other thing is, Pinkerton slaps. You a Weezer guy?
Yeah. I like pretty much all Weezer, honestly. Some of their newer stuff is a little iffy for me.
Yeah, it's hit or miss, I feel like, these days. But Pinkerton is a bombshell, dude. Pinkerton. I mean, Blue Album's still my favorite, but Pinkerton is close.
I feel like this dude just peaked in high school. And
Floyd Pat. He a name like Floyd Pat.
He watched everybody, get get better, and he stayed in the same place. And he's like,
and he's taking it out.
Why is everybody saying these things are so good? No.
He's taking it out on all his insecurities out on the night.
Why is he getting paid, you know, six figures a year? It was trash in high school. You should have seen his 400 time. He was garbage. Man.
As long as we're psychoanalyzing it and painting a picture of this reviewer, what do you think Floyd Pat, where does he work? Where is his dead-end job?
I was going to say, he works town? At, it was like the gas station.
He's that much of a loser.
I don't know. He works at Geico. He tries to sell you insurance that a commercial just does as good a job selling you, which isn't good. Yeah.
They should just play the bad commercial when they call up. Not
that's what he does. He hits a button. Hello, this is Geico. Please listen to this ad.
Beep. I mean, easy money. Can't knock the hustle. Are you, man, you sound spooked.
The things he's saying, like, I didn't see Frozen right away because I don't know. I wanted to go see it with other people who hadn't yet seen it and jumped inside the train of excitement.
Yeah, but it became a good movie. And it quickly became uncool to like Frozen. The hot take, I feel like, quickly became Frozen not actually good. I would say Frozen pretty good.
Frozen good. Lion King, my goodness.
Lion King, yeah. If it's not your best, it's top three, no argument.
But for this man to say... he really needs to make a movie with Paul Rubens again. What?
Or Danny D-Man.
What?
Michael Keatron.
That's understandable. Paul Rubens?
Paul Rubens, baby?
I don't want to see him as anything other than Pee-wee or the Spleen in Mystery Men.
Yeah, dude. Why haven't we done a Mystery Men? I love that movie.
It's an underrated classic.
Yeah, Mystery Men is like... That VHS got wore out. Like, that VHS, wherever it is, lies dead after a good, hard, like, 4 to 6 years of work. R.I.P.
R.I.P. dead. Dead.
R.I.P. Mystery Man. Who's the guy who played the shoveler?
William H. Macy.
Isn't that crazy that he's in that stupid movie?
Such an accomplished and like depth, his range is astonishing.
He's so respected in all circles.
Or I'll eat this egg salad sandwich.
That movie rules, dude. Our next special has got to be the Mystery Men special. We just talk about Mystery Men for
Blue Raja. Yeah.
You should just watch the Mystery Men and record it. Give me a review.
All right, we just touched on Batman with the Michael Keaton version, Danny DeVito version. So I have an Amazon
Danny DeVito 2.0. That's my Halloween costume this year.
Come on, Herc, we can do this, kid.
Let me play all of my famous lines. Come on, Herc, we can do this, kid.
You're my daughter, Matilda.
Danny DeVito. That's the best character.
Look at my twin. He is so much bigger than I am. I'm gonna throw my mama from the train.
I am not an animal. I am a human being.
Anyway, I have an Amazon review for a costume. It is called, strangely, Secret Wishes Batman: The Dark Knight Trilogy Adult Catwoman Costume.
Oh, of course.
I don't know where the secret wishes come in. Maybe it's just like, I really wish my wife and or girlfriend would wear this Catwoman costume. Because it's that kind of costume.
You can't tell. You can't tell them.
Secrets. So, Amazon user Paul Warburg writes, this is one of those reviews. I think Amazon... If the reviewer does not submit a title for the review, Amazon just sort of consumes part of the text of the review and recycles it. And I don't want to give anything away, so I'm just going to dive right into the review.
Do it.
Paul writes, product was a little tight on my girlfriend's sister, but overall she liked it. 5 stars.
Dude, I don't want to...
What?
Are we E! Entertainment now, dude? Are we with TMZ? We are. What? Are we The Bachelor? We got all.
Welcome. We're cheaters right now.
VH1 Flavor of Love.
Welcome to Cheaters.
Cheaters, who's the host of that?
Isn't it Greco? Somebody, Richard Greco?
Greco the Deco?
Greco the Deco, yeah. Let's go confront him.
I'm going to put some respect on this man's name. Joey Greco, dude. King.
Joey.
King Greco. Joey Greco. We owe everything we have to him. Let's Richard continue. Greco, I mean, he seems to like his girlfriend's sister. They seem to have a nice relationship.
Yeah, he's buying costumes for her. That's really thoughtful of him.
What was his username?
Paul Warburg.
He put his real name in.
His real name. I checked him out. He seems to also like he's reviewed textbooks and books that somebody studying biblical liturgy. Like, it seems like he's in some sort of priest or pastorship training.
So his other reviews are not jokes.
No.
So this is not a joke.
It doesn't seem like it's a joke.
This guy's not, I'm going to write a funny little review here. This guy is
checking out his girlfriend's sister.
I can't even say it aloud. My virgin lips.
Say it. Speak it. What's virgin?
My lips.
What's that mean?
Means I've never kissed a boy, son.
Whoa.
And you never will either.
Okay.
And that's how, you know, that's how you really mess up your kid.
Yeah. People can kiss whoever they want.
Man, I mean, no picture.
No picture.
Not that I want a picture of it. You don't gotta.
You know what I mean.
If they got a picture, I mean, send it over. I just want you to prove it. I don't really want to see it. I'm going to delete it immediately.
I can give you the details that it was a size small.
Oh, maybe. No cushion for the pushing of his sister. What's he doing?
Tiffany, all they had was this one, eh?
I tried to get my girlfriend a small Batman lingerie for Halloween. She slapped me in the face. I get no respect, I tell you. Trying to go trick-or-treating with my girlfriend's sister.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield for Halloween. Now, there would be a great costume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just be a sleazy old white guy in a robe. I wouldn't even have to dress up.
Get some gray hair dye.
Get some gay hair dye.
Gray with a E.
Boy. Do I got a review for us?
I hope so.
I sure do.
I got some quickies to follow on. FYIs.
Sure. This is the Freakling Bros, the Trilogy of Terror. Freakling Bros, the Trilogy of Terror. It is a haunted house in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
This review comes from us from Yelp. It's written by Carl D. of Las Vegas, Nevada. He writes, "Mind games, sight games, and sound games. Real people, no chainsaws, no one saying dead meat. The staff, owners, and scare actors are part of the community and strive to make your time an experience. I've been going for 10 years and counting, 5 stars.
We got no word games, though? No, like David Blaine mind games, Chris Angel?
Listen, the reason this review stuck out to me is because, full disclosure, I'm a little baby boy pansy who doesn't like scary movies. I don't like haunted houses. I don't even like haunted hayrides. Nothing spooky, unless it's kind of funny. Like Nightmare on Elm Street or something. But even that's pushing it. I'm a little baby. I'm a little scaredy cat. So I've never been to a real haunted house. I've made that a point in my life, and I never want to go. I've been a scare actor and a little cheesy like college stuff, and it was fun enough. But I have no interest in going.
Shout out J1A
of Carthage. What up? family.
J1A okay, forever. We said that. Now we can tag them in everything we post.
Absolutely. Does J1A even exist? I think they only got rid of that part of our dorm. They left the rest. That I'm sure it's the same as it always been, which means it smells and it should be removed.
Same as it ever was.
But anyway, so I don't know. I just want you to tell me, Matt, as someone who enjoys the spooky, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
I have no idea. People saying dead meat?
Listen, real people, no chainsaws. No one's saying dead meat. Aren't chainsaws scary?
Chainsaws are scary, yes. Even if you can tell they aren't real and don't have chains on them.
The loud noise
still gets you. And I've never...
A big scary man saying dead meat? That sounds scary.
Dead meat. Dead meat.
Dead meat. Dead meat. A room full of dolls chanting dead meat.
The room full of dolls. You walk into that one and you think, oh, it's just a room full of... There's stuffed animals all over the wall until the wall people come out of the walls with animals all over them.
And they all say dead meat. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, so mind games. I can kind of, you know, scare actors playing mind games with you. Sight games? Is it peekaboo?
Is it one maybe strobe light effects?
That's not a very fun game.
Because the actors get really used to the strobe lights, and they're able to move around and function when you're in like a labyrinthine cage, and they're just jumping on the walls and banging. And you're like, oh, how do they do that? Are they blinking when the lights go out, or are they just used to it?
So in a horror or in a haunted house jargon, sight games mean strobe lights.
That's my guess. Or the places where the lights go out.
Or playing peekaboo.
Yes.
And sound or games. Like, is that sound? No. Now, when he says sound games, I picture when in elementary school, they take you to the office to do the are you hard of hearing tests. And every time the sound beeps, you have to raise your hand. Those are the only, and maybe Guitar Hero. Those are two sound games that I know.
I'm thinking sight games might be like you walk into the haunted bathroom and you see that there's the shower stall with a curtain and you think somebody's going to jump out from the curtain, but just as soon as you start to pass it, somebody kicks out from the bathroom stall. But sight games also might be like those puzzles where if you look at them a certain way, you start to see like dolphins jumping, and maybe they've got one of those in there.
And when you're trying to get your eyes to cross,
that's when they jump out.
Oh, so they're like, look at this. You look at it for like 20 minutes. You're like, I can't see the sailboat. But there's the whole time there's a scary man behind you.
Boogity boogity boo, yeah.
That sounds like a scary sight game that you can experience here. Okay, I'm learning. I follow.
Sound games. It makes me think of the head games.
Yeah, and real people. He's not really saying the actors are like real locals or anything. He's saying, like, you know, keep it real people. Everyone's a homie there.
Yeah. Like wearing flannel shirts.
Yep, you're in line. You see your homies. You say, hello, homies.
Hey, what's up?
Everyone's meeting up at the haunted house. Okay. No chainsaws. I think we just disagree here.
Yeah,
we say yes, chainsaws.
Yes, chainsaws.
And no one's saying dead meat. Why doesn't he like that? And that really is what bothers me here.
If you go to a haunted house and no one verbally berates you, gets in your face, I mean, this year is obviously different, but I want the guy who's popped like cloves of garlic and onion and for him to say, welcome to the underworld.
Yeah, this is, and apparently this is one of the places you can sign a waiver and they can touch you and mess with you.
Touch you.
So they make you eat the garlic, but no dead meat.
I'm going there to be scared. I want them to do everything they can to scare me. Take my good money and give me anxiety, please.
Would you go to a place where they could touch you and like carry you off and stuff?
I haven't done a place like that. I've considered it. I've been to a place where it was like zombie themed, and they said, we need to inoculate you first. And they like had a giant novelty syringe of salty Kool-Aid that they squirted in my mouth.
I couldn't even. The minute they take out the giant syringe, I'm fainted. fucking
It was
out.
Like a squirty one, not like a stabby one.
Nope. It's
like
all
the
over.
Ones you use when you get your molars removed and you need to get the peas and M&Ms out of your molar holes.
Nope, I can't hang with you and Carl D, dude. One of those toy doctor kits, play school doctor kit syringes is enough to send me off.
Okay, well, I have a couple of shorty reviews here for Statesville Haunted Prison, a very renowned haunted site in Illinois here. Pinka Argyle writes, spookiest thing since skeletons became a thing. 5 stars.
When was that?
That was always.
That was like, when did day three, when it... There's always been skeletons as long as there's been people.
God was like, I've got these bags of meat slithering around the earth. Let's give them some skeletons.
Yeah, what day did, spooky. Okay, so what day did God make the humans and put them on earth? Was it three? Sounds maybe? Pretty rad day.
You didn't think of skeletons right away is what Pinka
right, and then, yeah, maybe skeletons came on like day 26.
He's like, oh, that's pretty spooky.
Yeah, and everyone was freaked out. They really preferred. They're more used to the muscle slug human situation.
Muscle slug people. That reminds me of the short sci-fi novella, probably, titled I Have No Mouth and Yet I Must Scream.
Yeah, that's Russian guy wrote that.
If you're ever interested in some creepy reading, check that out.
Body Haunters. Horror. Maybe some proto-body horror, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, I have another review for Statesville Haunted Prison. These are Google reviews. I didn't indicate that. User Dog Guts writes, my son works there. Very disappointed. The haunted prison was great, though. 4 stars.
That's awesome. Well, finally, yeah. We have an awesome dad.
I looked up this reviewer. They also have a local junior high school reviewed, and I just felt like including it. This is Dog Guts review on Kennedy Junior High School in Lyle, Illinois. This school is dumber than Snake Mittens. 1 star.
It sounds like that school beat his ass in Brain Bowl or whatever the Illinois version of it is.
Yeah, probably. But Snake Mittens sounds scary.
That is scary. On brand for the spooktacular. Oh, man, I'm thoroughly spooked. I don't know about you.
I'm pretty spooked.
I am absolutely fucking terrified
spooked
after this
about,
episode.
About disappointing my parents. That's the scariest, scariest thing of it all.
Yep.
That's where my son works.
If there's
I'm
a
very
haunted
disappointed.
House. A haunted house based on, like, yeah, you just go in and, like, a bunch of parental figures, like, act disappointed in you. I might go to that one. That one
that's
might
too
be
real.
More, yeah, my cup of tea. That one would really shake me.
You walk into the one room, and no one says dead meat. They just say, you're late on rent again? Late on rent again? Late on rent.
Yeah, that.
I never knew what you saw in her. I never knew what you saw in her. You walk into a room and there's clothes strewn out all over the floor.
Yeah, I just like being
existentially
terrified.
And the mother walks in
terrified.
And says, someone needs to pick up this mess. We have company coming over.
Yeah, there's like, you have to sign a waiver because the actors grab you and they like chain you into a basement with like a old rolly office chair, a bed, and just
give you noogies.
Desk. And your parents just like throw the food down the stairs at you.
That is scary.
While World of Warcraft plays on the computer screen.
Let me out.
Thank you for joining us on this particular spooky episode of ReviewParty.com. Appreciate it very much. If you'd like to send us an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email and a hyperlink to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you some credit.
We'll say wow.
Wow. Sham fucking wow.
If you want to get more content from us, you can check us out on Twitter @ReviewPartyPod or Instagram @ReviewParty.com. We're
absolutely
posting all sorts of stuff there. We got 1-star Monday reviews, 5-star Fridays, all sorts of stuff that tickles you because you get to see the products. as well as read the reviews.
We're expanding. We're not just creating quality podcast content. We're now creating quality Instagram content. We're influencers, people.
We're making ripples out there. Making you can ripples also on your always. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will.
They should make a potato chip called nipples, and it's just chips shaped like nipples.
And the burnt spot is only in the middle. Yes.
I'm disgusted.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
That's the scary shit we've said.
Go to reviewparty.com.com if you want to hear all our episodes, read the blog, or sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, where you get all sorts of heads up on the stuff we're making, as well as just general musings and words.
If you haven't hit the subscribe wherever you're listening, hit the subscribe. If you want to really support us, go subscribe on every goddamn place you can listen possible. iTunes, Spotify, Spotify, Google Tunes, Amazon Podcast. That's a new one. You might want to check it out. And if you have any friends who love comedy podcasts, why don't you recommend them your favorite episode? You know, you can have a little fun together.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very smart. You could say, this is the one I like the best. Listen to it and judge me if you don't agree. And they'll take that challenge.
That sounds like, a viral TikTok challenge coming at you live. And I on that favorite episode of yours, I guarantee, just as this time, there will be a thank you to Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam bread for breakfast, which you heard throughout the episode. You can find more of their great tunes on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds. One word. That's the sound of Matt being plugged.
That's my nose being plugged.
Your nose being plugged because he's diving out of the plug section and into the final review, which I have right here. Right here. I have it somewhere. This is a review from Amazon for A Nightmare on Elm Street. This is by Brenda the Critic. She writes,
Brenda the Critic. Ooh.
I hate Hollywood movies. 3 stars.
Get off it, Brenda.
Oh, another harsh review from Brenda the Critic. That's all from us, folks. Have a fucking awesome Halloween. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And this has been ReviewParty.com. Take it easy.